Hey, it's Michaela. Hi. This is Just in Time Podcast with just Michaela.
And also her guests.
And also my guests. Who, one of them is the person who just talked, which is...
Hi, my name is Chad the Cat.
My name is Larry
the Cable
Guy. Fitzgerry.
My name is Kyle, or Buttercup, or Buttica, or Chad the Cat.
Chad, don't go through that.
Mine's Mike Allison.
Mike Allison.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Camilla. Hey, Camilla!
Camilla! Camilla! Camilla! Give your Uncle Vinny some
DJ,
love.
DJ, Camilla.
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 KMIA in the house.
Ooh. All right, it was good old.
Whatever, dog.
How's 2017?
It is.
I said, how is it?
How is it?
Yeah.
It's there. It's happening.
It's happening. What's the date today?
I don't know.
January 12th.
Today's the 12th.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just got a notification that said, you're doing okay on data. You've used 50% and you have 0 days left.
I just went to my job.
That's literally okay. What it said.
It's not okay.
I have 0 days left and I only used 50%.
Oh, I thought you meant like you have 0 days left, like you're going to die tomorrow.
You have 0 days left of your life.
Dude, this look at it. It's not like it. It sees the treats.
Oh, am I being too loud?
No, you're fine.
No, we both
I'm fine.
I think my 2017 is going super well. I have accomplished absolutely nothing.
Same.
We recorded a really shitty episode of our podcast, which was a medium okay.
What do you mean shitty? Now, wait a minute.
And by shitty, I mean we watched a really shitty movie.
Also, yeah, Kyle and Mike also have a podcast that's
we'll
good.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Well, I thought we'd make some 2017 predictions.
Okay.
So, what do you think's going down?
Predictions too.
Okay. No. Do you got any?
Wait, what's the question?
2017 predictions.
I predict that I'm going to die in a couple days because I'm going to kill myself.
He saw the ring.
Okay, Mike ruined it.
No, I predict that I will have an album out.
An album.
That's
like the letter
prediction.
L and then a bum. So his butt's going to look...
All right. Gonna
actually, it's going to be a picture of Weird Al's butt. Album.
Oh.
And I predict I'll have an album. And then I also predict that I will be poor.
Will I be on that album?
Good prediction. Because then if you're rich...
Fog's going to be on there?
If you're rich...
If you want.
Then it'll be great. But if you're poor, then you already predicted it, so
yeah,
it's fine.
I know.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You've already thought about it.
Yeah. I predict that I won't have health insurance because thanks to Trump. I'm going to start saying that now.
Thanks, Trump. Oh, mm-hmm. Trump.
Dude, isn't it fun? Okay, I'm not going to change the subject, but I am.
Okay.
People who support Trump should be called Trumpets.
True. No.
That's all I got. The end.
You want a cat?
Drink it. It's delish.
Sorry, the cat's getting into the wine.
What wine?
I have to hold that.
I'm not of age.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
It's 2017. Everybody's of age now.
What about 2017 predictions and just like other, not just personal, like are aliens going to abduct me?
Well, right now the world news is people peeing. So I think the best thing about 2017 is that you guys should rally with me in this decision. I've decided to not give a crap about what's going on around me and just kind of focus on what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to
do. And I think 2017 is going to be good. Just everybody's going to do something this year.
Was 2016 actually horrible?
2016, it wasn't horrible, but it was like the last year of my life where I just loafed and drank all the time. So it wasn't productive. And a lot of people whined on the internet.
Everyone's just saying that it was like the worst year ever, but honestly,
everybody
personally,
all my celebrities
wasn't that
died.
Bad. Yeah,
I care about half the celebrities
was
that died.
That was sad, but like...
George Michael. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson
died forever
2016.
Hey, I just
said no,
I'm
like,
kidding.
I worked at a 7-Eleven when
yeah,
he died.
Yeah, I was a little kid.
Dude, I was an adult. 21.
I was... Four.
That was 18.
That means I was
He did
four.
Not die fucking almost 8 years ago.
Yes, yeah, he died a long time ago. Should I
He died
it?
But like
no,
yeah,
I don't
he
care.
Died like 9 years ago.
Well,
I could
him.
Ask Siri.
You can't fuck him, he's dead. That's necrophilala.
When did
it's
Michael Jackson die?
Yesterday.
Necrophilala.
Jackson died June 25th, 2009 at age 50.
2009.
Dude, that's the year I graduated.
That was 8 years ago.
Shit. 8 years ago?
I was 18, though.
I predict that we're going to have a fucking hell of a ride in politically. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Like, I don't know. I just think this might be going too far into opinions, but I just think it's dumb how, like, people still hate on Obama. Like, I don't care if you don't like his policies, but you just have to, like, agree that he's just a good human.
Nah, he sucks.
Like, watching him. Because he's black. Okay, Mike. Yep.
This is like the reverse Eric Andre show.
Why? Because we're all white?
Anyways. No, because
you're antagonizing the host instead of the other way around.
Oh, yeah. I should
not. I want to be Hannibal. If you're going to be...
I'm going to be the homeless guy.
Cannibal.
Out the
Cannibal?
Street.
Cannibal. Cannibalism.
Next topic.
Sure. We're getting too heated over here.
Yeah, that was all that I had.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's it, everybody. See you in hell, bitches.
So I got a little theme going.
Vin Diesel.
I don't know how to explain it, but we're gonna play a little bit of a game.
I love them.
So it's this or that. I'm gonna say two things.
When I tried to say Vin Diesel earlier, I thought his name was Tim. Now all I can think of is somebody named Tim Diesel, and I don't know what he would look like. And I'm sorry. It's this or that.
This or that. So I'm gonna say two things, and you have to choose which one you prefer.
Run DMC.
And why?
Okay.
To make podcasts longer, really. So.
Oh wow! Give away the trade secrets.
I think I have ten of them, or eight of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
10 questions.
11.
Wee.
Wee wee. All right, first one.
Muy bueno.
Pretty typical. Ready?
Uh huh.
Dog or cat?
Who gets to answer this?
Both of you.
Dog.
Chad's in the sink, so.
I'm gonna pick cat.
Oh, just to be controversial?
No, because I own a cat.
Why? Because my dog Gio is so fuzzy. And, like, I don't want.
So is Chad.
I don't want an animal that doesn't care if you're with
him.
Why
did you name your cat or your dog after a Gio dude then? If he's
Giovanni,
fuzzy?
The ape gym leader, is what he's named after.
God, that's just Johnny in Italian.
It's not Johnny in Italian.
That's what it is, dude.
Whatever, dog. See, I like dog because I say dog a lot.
Dude, I'm always calling everybody cats.
Yeah.
Like cool cats.
Lounge Cats, my other podcast.
Jeebs.
Ask Jeebs.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, next one. Netflix or YouTube? It's kind of easy.
Lately, I've been doing YouTube a lot.
I watch a lot of video game stuff, which is now on Netflix.
I watch a lot of YouTubers that people would make fun of me for watching.
You really? People only make fun of you for it because you try to like open up and invite them in to make fun of you for it.
What do you watch?
That's okay.
She watches that big boobs girl that cries. See, and that's
Jenna Marbles?
No.
Big boobs.
I don't know.
That's I do watch Jenna Marbles.
Moderate
I like Jenna Marbles.
Best boobs.
I only know there's one person that cries.
She also has a good podcast. But, this girl, her name's Trisha Paytas. She has really large breasts.
Uh-huh.
And she knows it. She gets breast implants.
No shit, she knows it.
She just got a boob job. Another boobs. Boob job. But
why did she get another one? Because she only got one boob done and
like,
she's getting
saying,
the other one.
I think. She told me.
She told you.
But she just cried.
She told you specific.
She's being sued right now because her...
boobs are too big.
Her boyfriend that she had, she, like, made a YouTube video where she thought he was gay. And she was like, my boyfriend's gay. And he's, like, a dancer and it kind of ruined his life.
Oh,
and
really?
So, now he's suing her for defamation of character. I'm pretty sure that's why he's suing her, but she's being sued.
And for defecation of character? That's just poo-poo talk.
She's crazy. Like, I just want to show everyone her videos.
I already have
like,
enough people in my life that cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trista.
We should have made earlier a segment where we all just sat through our freaking Facebook feeds and, like, read all... Every post was so depressing. That's just everybody crying in my life. That's what they do on the internet. They cry on their keyboards.
What else do you watch?
And then they...
I watch... Who do I watch? Mostly Jenna Marbles.
Sasha
and her
Ray.
Boyfriend makes really good vlogs.
So you just kind of just keep up with all the hot topics.
Yeah. I watch a lot of like... I really like Philip DeFranco. Because he's really smart.
Is he smart?
He's probably like...
He just says what people say him to say. That was a good sentence. Well, I can't really defend myself now.
Yeah.
Next, Jen.
Would you prefer a phone call or a text?
Text. I can't stand talking on the phone.
I, now that I work with, like, a landline at my job, I prefer to talk because it puts people on the spot and most people don't want to talk on the phone anyway, so I feel like I have the upper hand in a conversation, so I prefer a phone call.
Like when you're working?
What about like
especially if I need to get an employee to pick up a shift, I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
Because it puts them on the spot.
I would just not answer if my boss called me.
I
was busy.
I always have to talk on the phone to like my clients and I have to answer the phone when my boss calls, but like, my friends, I prefer to just call or text them. But, like, if I was like, hey, I'm standing outside and it's really cold out, I'll give somebody a call because like I'm earlier? Like, fucking coming open the door, dude.
Yeah.
But like no, dude, making a phone call is a power move.
It is, but the only power I have is not caring, so.
All right. Salty or sweet food?
Salty all day. I like grease and meat and salt over can't. Now, you eat sweet tarts like you don't want teeth.
Yeah,
anymore.
But I eat more salty foods. I eat popcorn every day.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. What about you, Michael? Michelangelo?
Probably salty.
I like chips.
Chippies.
Dude, my toenails are so gross.
They are. I was looking at them.
One of them is like, I like salt because I'm always so crabby about everything.
I love crabs, especially with salt on them.
Crabs.
I'm always salty, dude. I'm so salty.
McDonald's or Wendy's?
McDonald's?
Dude, I know Michaela's answer. She loves Wendy's.
She loves Wendy's.
I like Wendy's.
It depends on the mood I'm in. Like,
Wait, do you like Wendy's or McDonald's?
Like, if I want a chicken sandwich, I go to Wendy's. If it's 2 a.m. and I need to eat mac sauce, I have to go to McDonald's. But if I eat at McDonald's,
you need to eat mac sauce?
I do, because I get it on anything that I get when I'm there. Okay. I always get almost as chicken nuggets, and I get like a bunch of sauce with those, and then I just don't dip them in it because I'm driving, and that's too much work.
I was just really hoping that he would have said, I love Wendy, so I could say, Wendy's nuts in your face. Just like I did to Michaela that one time. Yeah, I like Wendy's
better.
You yelled
it in the cafe at school, and I felt great.
Mm-hmm. Because you yelled, I love Wendy's.
Because I do. Their chicken nuggets are good.
Their chicken nuggets are
number one. Are a little iffy, like you're not sure.
They're 100% white meat.
Also, I was in...
They're white meat, but what kind of white meat?
They're people.
Guys, I'm never gonna eat them. I'm never gonna not eat
guys,
them.
Guys, I was on MemeEconomy.com. No, it's on Reddit. It's where they have like a stock market made out of memes for trading. And Wendy's has become self-aware.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, what's your favorite meme? And Wendy's was like, the one where you screenshot this and everybody likes it. So Wendy's memes are now on.
Yeah,
the
they're going straight down, dude. Wendy's going down the toilet.
Wendy's memes are over. You got to cash in on that millennial falcon now, or they're just complaining about baby boomers.
Millennial falcon?
Yeah, like the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
Yeah, their chicken is a little more real.
Chicken Asiago?
They never freeze their food, dude.
Is that real?
Wendy's?
Never fresh, never frozen.
That's why that meme thing started.
Frozen, never fresh?
Yeah, it's real.
Frozen, never fresh.
That's why those stupid Wendy's memes started.
McDonald's, never fresh.
It was like...
McDonald's, like, I now know what
that McDonald's is. Was fucking...
Soggy old meat.
It was mostly like soy before they were finally like, it's 100% beef.
Last time I went to McDonald's... Chad's behind you, he's trying to grab you. Last time I went to McDonald's, I got a brochure in my bag.
A brochure?
It's really professional looking. Like, it looks like it's from a really nice, fancy restaurant. And they're like...
But really, it's just that gas station equivalent of
it's
a restaurant.
Like, we've listened to you. We now use only pure chicken. And I'm like, so then what were you using?
Soy.
Old no, socks.
Pink girl stuff. Have you seen Super Size Me?
I've seen that slime.
I've seen ow, you piece of sugar.
Yeah, this cat is
Mike
too
just
cruel.
Kyle.
I've seen.
I was like, oh, I got that old zombie.
I know. I saw that episode of the Teletubbies where they ate Tubby Custard. That's what you're talking about. That pink goo is Tubby Custard. It is the little Tubby vacuum Custard. Guy has to come clean it up when Tinky Winky can't hold his dirty Tinky shit Winky together.
Lost his pinky because he owed the mob some money.
Oh,
Tinky Winky had the purse, right?
Tinky Winky was a perv.
Morning or night? Moving on.
Night, baby. I never go anywhere in the day.
Well, it depends on what time of day it is, really.
Morning or night?
Night.
A day without light is like night.
Okay, brother.
I actually have a friend that
has not a poetry corner.
Are you a morning person or a night person is what I'm asking. Chad. You're not allowed to be on the podcast.
I am both. I just like to be awake.
No, Chad.
Yeah, I get that. The other night I didn't want to fall asleep because I thought I'd miss out on something.
That's why I don't ever sleep and have insomnia because I have anxiety about people having fun about me.
This just got way too dark.
Just like nighttime. Just like
nighttime. Yeah, I think I prefer nighttime. I also hate waking up. I'd rather sleep.
And it's only morning when you fall asleep.
You can't hate waking up, but love Evanescence.
Wake me up outside, because I'll freeze to death.
In this weather?
In this economy?
What's worse, doing the laundry or doing the dishes?
Dishes, because I have a germ phobia.
Laundry. Laundry all day.
No.
Yes. We prefer to wash soggy old... You'd prefer to wash dishes. They're like sitting in a cesspool of their own germs, building up, making super germs that soap can eventually not kill. And you just keep scrubbing them, getting every little microfiber off of each little plate. You think that you need to do that?
Your clothes go into your vehicle that you never wash. They go to your desk at school that different people sit on.
But you don't eat your clothes.
But you touch your clothes constantly with your hands that touch your butt.
I wasn't asking which is germier. I'm just wondering, like...
Dude, laundry is too much work. It's a two-part process, too.
Dishes are multiple parts. Dishes,
you throw it in the washer, and then you press the button, and then you take it out.
Kyle has one of those old rung washers, so that's why
he washes his dishes.
I got a washboard.
I mean, his dishes.
I hate. I can't wash dishes, man. That's why I only use paper plates, plastic cups, and plastic forks and knives.
I use plastic plates and paper cups because I'm lazy. That's
what are you,
that's
fucking Leo DiCaprio
paper cups, bro?
Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah, he's a big environmental guy now.
Yeah, whatever.
He's always been a big environmental guy.
Get a job.
He does have a job. Get a job, loser.
Get a job so I can have your spot in the famous world. I want it.
He has a job. It's called being
acting.
I know. I got that reference.
Do you prefer online or in-store shopping?
Online.
Because then you don't have to leave the fucking house.
But then it has to ship to you.
I don't care. As long as I don't have to go in a store and somebody walk up to me and hassle the crap out of me immediately.
And then try to lie to you about how good something
Zoomies
is.
It's only Zoomies that does that.
They just walk up. Hey, man, I really like your piercings. It's like, your mother doesn't love you.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Get out of here.
She might love him.
No.
All of my love.
No, we don't have the rights to that.
You don't have the rights to
all depending, if I need it like that moment, obviously store.
Yeah.
But like, often do you need groceries?
Target, store.
You know, like, just order them online.
Yeah.
All right, next.
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 Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi, Mountain Dew.
I only drink beer.
You had a Pepsi right before this.
I did not.
Now, this is going to get controversial, but...
I'm sponsored by
Vanilla Coke. Regular Pepsi.
Vanilla Coke.
I don't like cherry, flavored.
Flavor Coke? Better.
No, it's not even just flavored Coke, it's just vanilla Coke.
That's gross.
Well, I like cherry Coke better than I like cherry Pepsi.
You think it's gross or good?
I think that Pepsi is better than Coke because it's sweeter and Coke makes my teeth hurt afterwards.
Coke is a lot
fancier. Coke does hurt
too.
Your teeth.
But Coke vanilla
makes my teeth feel sticky.
Coke can clean freaking corrosion off of a car battery.
So can I, baby. Just use some soap and water.
Oh, so you can wash that, but you can't wash a damn dish. You eat dirty yourself.
Doesn't go in my mouth.
Neither does a dish.
A fork does.
Whatever, dude.
And then the food that was on the dish.
It takes like 3 seconds to wash a fork.
Don't want to talk about it. I yelled about it the other day.
Swigga, swigga.
It took me, last time I washed dishes, it took me 2 hours. And it was 4 plates.
Foreplay?
I just like scrubbing them for days.
All right, next one.
Last one. Pancake?
Waffle.
Or waffle.
It's waffle.
Pancakes.
Belgian waffles.
Pancakes.
No. Pancakes.
Waffles.
I like Eggos, but...
Waffles have syrup holders. they're delicious and fluffy. Pancakes just taste like flat, squishy bread.
Listen, you never had my pancakes then, girl.
If you put chocolate chips in them, it's like dessert. You
can and
put
then that one store has the cookie dough pancakes.
In waffles. You can also put blueberries in waffles.
You have to make me a good waffle to change
your mind.
Or you can just go to a diner and get a blueberry waffle.
I don't really care. I don't know. Not blueberries.
What the fuck? I didn't even try to censor at that time.
One time we tried making...
Talk about my boy Blue, Barry.
Trying to making Tang pancakes. And we made a huge mistake. We put the Tang into the pancake batter, but instead of putting it into the milk, so that if it stirred, like the powder would like condense. So then we just started cooking it, and then we had like Tang chunks on our pancakes. It was a bad time.
Do you think anybody ever had a friend named Barry who was Blue. Suffocating, and they were like, hey, turn him blueberry, and someone's like, blueberry, and then he died.
Jeez.
Nope.
Have you ever seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the girl comes out?
I've seen Charlie and the... You know that that's a fetish?
Her name was Violet.
Did you know that?
She's dead.
What?
Blueberrying? People get their jollies from people, like, inflating and turning blue?
I get my jollies from...
It's like a thing.
A rancher.
It's... Yeah, that's my thing. I like blue.
You heard it here first.
How come you're not blue? Inflating like a balloon.
Eiffel 65. Dude, that's racist.
Well, no.
Okay, anyway.
All right, that's the end of those. But here's
that was all of them, man. You ended us on pancakes and waffles?
Yeah.
You can't waffle around like that.
Yeah. Can't pancake my dreams, dude.
What was I doing?
Hold the microphone close to your face. Not that close.
That's close?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, here's the last part. So, I picked some...
Monster
I wrote some debatable topics.
Oh, no.
Not, like, serious ones. But you two have to debate them, and I choose...
The band, you two?
So, we switch off every time who's for and against, and even if you don't agree with that side, you have to debate it.
We play along.
Okay, jeez. Okay, ready?
I'm gonna always side with you.
So, Mike is arguing for this one.
Okay.
So, should there be an age limit on when kids should be allowed to get a phone?
Yes.
So, Mike is yes, Kyle's no.
Okay.
Ready, set, go. And I'll stop you if you guys are getting too
Who gets
crazy.
To start?
You yeah. start fighting.
Who?
You can just talk and someone can add on. So
I think kids should have a phone after 1 year old.
No, you want...
That's the limit. If you're above one year old, you can have a phone.
No, because you're born a virgin, and the second that happens...
So then you get Virgin Mobile when you're 1 year old.
You need to get rid of it.
And then you get AT&T when you get about 15, because you got those ass and
tickets. Okay, I don't get it. What side am I on?
Should there be an age limit? Should kids not be allowed to buy a phone until they're 14? Or to have a phone until they're 14. Mike is for yes, you're for no.
Yeah, I don't think kids should have phones until they're old enough to have friends. Or like a car, basically.
Now, when I was in first grade, I walked up to a kid named Russell. Said, would you like to be my friend? And Russell said, yeah, I guess so. And I was like, cool, because my mom said I had to make friends. And that's how I made my first friend.
But were you really friends, or you just hung out because you
I haven't talked to Russell in so long. We used to be in a chess club together.
Was his name Russell the Love Muscle?
I don't remember his last name.
I think we're debating this. I don't think you should have a phone until you're 14.
So, if I wanted to hang out with Russell, I would have had to call him.
Call him on the house phone.
Oh, no. Those don't exist anymore.
Well, call him on your parents' phone.
My parents have a house phone, so that's a lie.
They do. Well, you're right. A lot of people don't, but...
You're not in this debate.
Oh, sorry.
Like, you can use Facebook Messenger. You can do all this shit. Like, most kids have access to, like, a computer.
No.
I don't think you should have a phone. I can see, like, having, like, an iPad or, like, an iPod Touch or some shit.
Look, I want my kid to be able to cheat on tests, do math on the fly, look at boobs whenever he wants, think about... Go on Silk Road.
Oh, so your kid's automatically a man, huh? And...
I'm talking about having a daughter
here. It's 2017.
Here, and she's going to look at boobs to make sure hers are turning out all right.
You just assigned gender to your kid?
Yes.
I can't believe it,
apparently a terrible parent. I don't even have a kid. Wait a minute.
Wrong debate here.
No, I just don't think that, like, it's not even, why would you spend the money to have some shitty kid lose their phone and break it? Like,
dude, the kid doesn't know anybody anyway. Just give him a phone.
The kid doesn't know anybody anyway. That's why they don't need a phone. They can just have, like, an iPad or some bullshit.
Just give him a phone that doesn't work.
Give him, like, a razor. So, but I don't want them to cut themselves. Back, I had a Motorola razor, and I would be like, don't cut yourself.
I would choose who won, but I don't know. Both bad.
No, I don't think you should have a phone. I didn't have one until I was 16 years old.
Got mine when I was 13.
And I had a girlfriend, and I was like, Mom, I need a phone. Because my girlfriend wants to talk to me.
I got mine when I was 13.
14.
Really? My dad was obsessed with bag phones. He's like, everybody got a bag
phone. What was your first phone?
MV Touch.
Yeah, see, when I got a phone, texting didn't even exist yet, so...
Wow, I'm old.
I'm just saying, like, I may have had one when I was 13, but it was probably the least advanced out of anybody's.
Yeah. What'd you get?
I don't know, some Kyocera shit thing. Actually, I think it did have texting.
At a Motorola.
But also, Razor. I only had two other friends that had cell phones. We were always skating together all the time, so it didn't really matter.
Motorola Razor.
All and right.
Then, what's the other one that was like the sliver?
The Razor Scooter.
Mm-hmm.
So the drinking age should be raised to 25.
No.
Kyle is for yes. Mike is for no.
Oh, I'm for yes. Look at me. Just look at me.
Can you imagine? Fuck no, man. It should be lower to 18.
No, look at me.
Look at you, man. Could you imagine your life if you didn't start drinking earlier?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here. I'd be at, like, Harvard or something.
Well, you wouldn't have. You'd be, like, in a dumpster because you'd be underage drinking. And you'd be in jail because you'd probably get caught all the time. Then you'd go to hardcore drugs.
Listen, India, in India, you have to be 25, and they're all fine. There's
in
like,
India, people get raped and murdered.
People, that happens here, too.
Yeah, but that's because the drinking age is so high.
Minnesota's
there.
Like the sex trafficking capital.
Minnesota,
of
if
some
you couldn't
shit.
Drink when you were 21, you would die because you'd freeze to death. Half the people would survive.
Look, they need to raise it to 25. People will stop drinking. They'll all move towards pot, and then pot will get legalized everywhere faster. And
I
then
don't
we
think
won't
it will.
Have people dying from liver failure or addictions, and then their skin turns
yellow. Listen, if my people can go join the military, they should be able to have a drink.
Then lower the pot age to 18.
They should have alcohol should be 18. That's my vote.
No, and also if they did lower it, it would have to be like the olden days where it's beer is 18 and liquor is
quicker.
21. But too bad because it's all going to be 25 now.
Well, it's stupid because you need people to be like, because half the people only drink a lot like, because they're like, oh my
alcohol,
god, it's the risk of getting caught.
Alcohol
like,
delays.
When you turn 21,
who
cares? You're like, I can go fucking drink anytime I want. Who cares? So why raise it when it makes it harder?
Because. People that turn 25 by that point, they won't even want to drink anymore. They'll
yeah, they so- will. They'll be drinking already. That's the whole point.
We'll all be eating weed, and they'll be a lot healthier for it.
Eating weed?
Yeah, don't
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah, edibles, it. Dog. Smoking is bad for you.
Oh.
I'm against. I am. At, Kyle, but for real, what's your real topic? What age do you think drinking should be?
Like for
IRL?
Yeah.
Wait, who won the debate?
Oh, man, that was hard. But I think Kyle... did.
His, you did. That's not fair.
Look,
it's a biased person.
In order to win a debate, all you have to do is debate about a different subject. And I debate about
the
progression of marijuana is the way to win.
See, just
the right
the question.
Okay.
Of
passage.
Of,
what I'm
no of
asking,
upping the age on alcohol.
But so what do you think the age should actually be? Debate is over.
I think booze should just be gone. They should just stop making it.
Dude.
No, you don't.
Dude, prohibition was like the exact reason why booze is
well,
like
it can, well, booze can be there and you can have the option to do it, but the thing is
do
that
it.
When the
I did a lot of booze today. I did so much cocaine.
Just think of it this way. If you do the marijuana, then you're going to be a lot more productive than you are if you get drunk. Because it'll fucking wear off a lot sooner. It's
well,
a lot healthier for your body.
When you're high.
No,
when
you can't. You shouldn't.
I can't believe you would advocate such
but
things.
But legally?
You can't
well, I mean,
legally
can't.
Drive
look,
all high.
You can't die from marijuana.
You can't be high and it's illegal.
I've seen too many people now with problems and, you know, I sometimes push the envelope with drinking. So I think pot is 100%. And then I think by the time it's legal and they eventually lower the age, you know, it's marijuana is not good for you if you're developing still and you're like 14. But then again, guys don't really like mature until they're like 25, 26
yeah.
years old.
I mean,
well, your brain's not fully developed until you're 25.
Well, that's for guys. Girls
no,
develop earlier
everyone.
Than guys.
Girls are smarter and better.
It's not that they're smarter. They just develop their brain and, like, decision-making.
Our boobs develop faster than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's because I got to eat a lot more to get boobs. I got different kinds
I
of
I think
boobs.
People should be able to have whatever they want.
Yeah,
do whatever drugs they
America.
Want.
12-year-olds should be able to drink endlessly.
I
Darwinism.
Know.
Okay, next topic. This
kidding.
Is going to get mad me.
I was actually upset.
Are the holidays great or do they suck? Mike is for great.
I hate holidays. Okay, you picked this because you know I hate the holidays.
I hate them too, so it's good.
So I'm for them.
The Grinch.
Listen, no. I work for Hallmark, so I need to make that money on those cards. I have nothing good to say. I hate Christmas. The only thing I like about Easter is my birthday.
I hate Christmas because it starts to get cold, and then you have to go see your family, which none of them want to be around each other. It's all a big pissing contest. You have
to spend money.
Yeah, I gotta spend money to fly back to a place that I worked so hard to get out of.
Like, it's nice to see your... But the good thing about holidays is, like, you get to see your family. Like, you actually get to see the ones that you care about, and, like... You can get away for a little bit from, like, the struggles of the real world, but I hate holidays, if I can say.
It's all...
Except for Halloween.
Retail.
It's all
a big corporate conglomerate, man.
Christmas is...
Everybody knows that Halloween was made up by the candy companies just to make a lot of money.
And Valentine's Day is just a ploy to make a shitty movie.
Yeah, Valentine's
Day. Oh, with Taylor Swift.
The only Taylor...
Whoa!
That's Taylor Lautner.
More people are in it than
more people are overweight. Is Matthew Broderick in it?
Zac Efron's not in it. He's in
Zac.
The other one. There's Valentine's Day and there's New Year's Eve.
All right, next topic.
Okay. This one's for you, Kyle. I wrote this one for you.
Is this for you?
For you.
Is a skateboard a practical mode of transportation? Kyle is for it. Mike is against.
I don't think really. Except up here, you know, because it's mostly cold. It's more winter most of the time, so, like, you can't really skateboard in the snow. But most things aren't. Bikes aren't. For, like, you get 3 months of actual transport.
A regular skateboard, no. A longboard, yes.
Like, there's a difference, dude.
There is. One rolls a lot better and can handle cracks, whereas the other one, if you hit, like, the smallest pebble, you're gonna get road rash and poop everywhere.
Like a ripstick.
No, ripsticks are good, too.
Not mine.
You can't handle cracks.
Yeah, they have soft...
That's what my brother broke his wrist. Riding a ripstick.
That sounds like user error.
No, it wasn't.
Rollerblading or die, bro. Roller skates.
So anyway... None. I don't know. I used to, you know, back on the alcohol topic, I used to drink with Orion, and we would skate 10 miles every other weekend. We'd skate from Minneapolis back to downtown St. Paul, but we could only do that with a longboard. Because
you were drunk.
We could only skate as far as St. Kate's when we were on regular boards, because it takes way more work for your legs to get those smaller wheels.
So a regular skateboard is not a practical mode of transportation.
Your Fitbit would, like, you...
Yeah, it's going to be good once the summer comes and I start longboarding again. It just sucks because I don't have anybody to longboard
with. We don't have any more Pokemons to capture.
You have to get a longboard.
I have one.
Someone get a bike.
I have a bike.
You say it louder.
No, because my mom doesn't know.
I have a bike.
She's going to know.
I have a bike.
Mike.
I like biking. I would like to bike in circles for exercise.
Next type.
Yeah, next topic, dude.
Come on, that was
Kyle's like
you
advocating against booze as he's drinking a beer.
Yeah, dude, this is actually a good beer.
Regular skateboard, stupid. Longboard, that is more practical.
Yeah. This one is
surfboard, not at all.
The most important question I've ever asked.
Will you marry me?
That came to my mind too. And then...
Are squirrels necessary?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're supposed to argue against each other.
No.
Mike is yes, Kyle is no.
Squirrels are necessary. Yeah, they necessary. Get nuts, they help plant trees.
Yeah.
They're fuzzy.
Kyle!
They're part of the ecosystem.
Yeah. Oh, it's like saying, are mosquitoes necessary? They're the most necessary.
Yeah.
Everything is necessary
Kyle,
to complete this earth.
Just play my game, or you're grounded.
Squirrels?
I'll call your mom.
They're so necessary.
Squirrels?
Dude. How would we have Pokemons that look like squirrels if there were no squirrels?
Yeah, Rattata.
Squirtles.
Wait, that's a mouse.
Ferret. That's a ferret.
Squirtle.
Squirtle is a turtle that squirts water, not it's a squirrel
it's
turtle.
It's a squirrel turtle.
No, it's not.
Squirtle.
No, it's not. That's not what it's about.
It's a squirrel
I
turtle.
I can't believe that you think it's squirrel
it's
turtle.
Have you ever seen his tail?
It's squirt... Oh, like squirts water and it's a turtle, not squirrel turtle.
Squirrel turtle.
No, it's not, dude. There was a huge argument.
Look at Squirtle's tail.
No, the tail doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It's a squirrel's tail.
Okay, so a squirrel goes from a squirrel turtle to a tank turtle?
Yeah.
It's the squirtle because it squirts water.
I need a nap.
Like Charmander,
well,
he's
no.
a Charmander.
Okay, well, check it out. Squirrel Turtle.
So he burns things
war,
and he's a lizard.
Listen, oh listen. God. Squirrel Turtle. War Turtle. Okay, so he goes from a Squirrel Turtle to a
So why is Blastoise called a...
Because he's a big motherfucker.
No, because Charmander is a lizard that is fire.
It's a
Bulbasaur
tortoise.
Is a dinosaur that has... a bulb on it. Squirtle is a turtle that squirts water. It makes sense.
It's a squirrel turtle.
Turtles are necessary.
Then it's a war turtle, and then it's a
Blastoise.
Yeah, like a tortoise.
Tortoise?
Tortoise?
Tortoise.
Tortoise.
Why is it called Blastoise if it's
because he's got giant Blastoise. Cannons on his back.
Yeah, and Squirtle
oh
squirts
God.
Water
it's okay
out of
that
its
you're
mouth.
Wrong. It's okay
I'm right,
to be
dude.
Wrong, dude.
I'm right.
It's okay to be wrong.
I'm changing my view. Squirrels are not necessary because they make people make stupid assumptions about Squirtle being a squirrel turtle. Google it. Squirtle is not a squirrel turtle. He's just a turtle that squirts. Squirt.
Look at the TV when you guys were just talking about Pokemon.
Anyway, move on that argument.
All right, two more.
Squirtle.
Squirtle is half squirrel, half
no, he's
turtle.
Not. What kind of bullshit thing are you looking at?
Half. Look at this. This is Game Facts.
No, it's wrong. And that's 2009. That's before they decided the truth.
This is Game Facts.
No, go to the right source. Go to the Nintendo.
I just want you to see this picture.
What the heck?
It's a squirrel turtle.
Squirtle.
No.
Mike, you're
going
to have to accept that you're wrong. And
I'm
you're
not wrong,
to leave.
Dude.
It's a squirrel
dude,
turtle.
Get out of here.
We have to call somebody.
Game Facts is official,
know.
Dude.
No, it's not. It's a freaking...
Jeez, Kyle. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Kyle. Can't believe you're so wrong. We're going to prove this later.
Jesus.
But it
yeah,
is not a squirrel
podcast,
turtle.
It's not, look at the freaking TV.
Yeah, because we're this was the kind of question you should have asked but get it.
Is cursive necessary?
No.
Not anymore. Which
Come
sucks.
On, you're supposed to be arguing against each other. You guys are going
well, just
my
pick
game.
A new game.
No,
then. I'm
no.
over this.
The
one.
Game should just be us
when
yelling at each other.
Podcast.
Cursive is shitty. What's the point? Because all you do is just write like a fucking piece of shit.
I don't know. My uncle teaches a class, and he's like, I had to take a penmanship class until people officially are no longer taught how to read cursive. I will continue to only write in cursive.
They aren't really taught anymore, and they're super shitty against left-handed people in those classes because left-handed people have to write can't write at a slant like cursive is supposed to be.
I don't
so they go,
care
oh, your cursive is
I'm
fucking
right-handed
bullshit.
Right-handed master ace.
You piece of shit, dude. No, Squirtle sucks. I mean, cursive sucks.
It's a squirrel turtle.
Cursive. No, because being left-handed, it, like, shit it all over me, man.
You can buy a
like,
left-handed
oh,
pen.
You get a... It doesn't matter. I have a left-handed pen. They would... I'm trying to say Squirtle. They would, like, give me a C in the class because I couldn't write right. It was like, oh, it's not slanted enough. Fuck you, dude. You can't slant... And it'd be like, oh, you smudged the pen. What the fuck are you supposed to do? Your hand covers it.
No, like this.
Why, are you left-handed?
Yeah.
Nice. So nice. You hold your hand above it?
You can tell,
yeah,
because
does.
If you're left-handed,
no,
you're
you
supposed
can't.
To wear your wristwatch on your right wrist. You wear it on your non-dominant hand.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And so when you go get your tetanus shots, do you get them on your right arm? Because you do it on your non-dominant?
I don't know. I haven't
Actually,
gone
no,
to my tetanus
to on your
shot
dominant.
For a while.
Non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
I always get everything done on my left arm because everything is right-handed. Other than me writing.
Yeah, it's right. That's why...
Well,
you're
going to have to get over it.
That's what my dad
okay.
always said. This guy Mom. Was like, this guy was like, hey, so how much would it cost for banjo lessons? I'm thinking about buying a left-handed banjo. And he was like,
she
listen.
Right-handed.
Yeah, he was like, listen, I don't care if you're left-handed or not. It's a right-handed world. You might as well learn how to play right-handed because mm-hmm. everything else will be way too expensive for you.
Yeah, I learned
you gotta
right-hand
get
guitar.
It custom made.
Left-handed golf clubs are possible.
Lemonade.
Anyway, next.
This is the last one. Are aliens real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Need more than just yes.
Yes, because there's a bajillion planets. There's no way that there couldn't be.
Actually, no, aliens aren't real.
They're real. No, aliens that people think, like, oh, they came to Earth and made the pyramids, they're not real.
No, those are real.
But I don't think aliens...
They came from Mexico.
Aliens are real, dude, because there's
Into
no way
America
that they can't be.
Illegally.
So you're telling me that only one planet in the whole universe, galaxy, space has life on it, and they found a bacteria on Mars. Wait, so that's alien.
Which side am I on again?
You're on not real, because you already said it.
Oh, yeah, they're not real, because how come they're not here right now?
Because they don't fucking care about us, or they're like bajillion light years away.
Well, if they don't care about us, then why'd they build pyramids?
They didn't. That was the Australians.
Australians.
That was the Egyptians.
Were Egyptians cats?
This one is. Michaela, do you think aliens are real?
I think the cat farted.
Heck yeah.
They should be. They should be real, goddammit!
I think they're real. I mean, there can't just be no life anywhere else besides here.
I agree.
No.
Whether it's plants or it's aliens, humans, or...
Look, if we ever get off this planet, we'll die before we meet anybody else. But aliens are most definitely out there. Unless our life is just really living in, like, a petri dish, and it doesn't... It doesn't matter.
It's all like Sims, an illusion.
It's basically the Sims.
I have been in a pool, and the ladder disappeared before.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's from that.
I like to think that, we're just like the cells of a huge, like a giant organism.
Which cell?
We're like a cell.
Perfect cell?
Our universe, yeah. And then we're just part of a bigger organism.
How many stages did cell have?
He had first stage, second one where he had like the weird beak, then regular cell once he got all both the androids, and then perfect cell, 100%
power. Didn't he have like little mini cells?
Cell Jr., yeah.
Cell was the best saga. Frieza was second. Raditz was the worst.
Yeah.
No, Boo was the worst.
Boo was okay.
Boo and Raditz were the worst.
Boo from...
They're like tied. They should fight each other for
Monsters, work. Inc.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I followed her on Instagram. She's not very interesting, so I unfollowed her.
She's boring.
Boo, you're boring. Boo.
Boo.
Get it? It's your name.
Boo. Aliens are real.
All right, that's all
it's
I got.
It's been proven.
On
this podcast, ancientaliens.com.
Ancient dot and aliens.
The Sims.
That's all I got.
.com.
That's it?
That's all I got.
All
right, you can find me at Buttica.
Are we doing plugs?
.com. It's B-U-H.
Nikhila, you're the host. You should tell
us. D-I-H-K-U-H.com. Say that again. B-U-H-D-I-H. KUH.com. I'm just going to mute your track when I go back and edit this.
BUHDIHKUH.com.
REDPERSONA.com.
Red Persona.
Maybe that's one of your plugs.
Earcoms. Earcoms.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, KMIA Official.
BDK,
you can find our podcast, Kyle and mine's other podcast, Burn Down Leave. We talk about movies and stuff.
Vital.
And you can find it on Twitter at BIDAL Podcast. You can find it on redpersona.com.
Find it on Buttica.com.
You can find it on Buttica.com. You can find it on Twitter. I mean iTunes or the Stitcher.
Mom Spaghetti.
Or anywhere podcasts are sold.
Yes.
Get a what?
Correct.
Redpersona.com.
Kayla, what's your .com?
I have a website, but I'm going to change it, so don't look at it.
Okay.
But I have a Facebook page. You should go to that. It's just in time podcast on the Facebooks. That's all I got.
How do they find this?
SoundCloud.
Okay.
YouTube.
If they're hearing this, they already found it.
Yeah, but how do they have their friends find it?
SoundTube.
YouTube or SoundCloud.
NewCloud.
You'll know.
Are you going to get this on iTunes?
This is done. Yeah, eventually. Right now, I'm too poor.
Okay. It's free to put it on iTunes.
It is?
But you have to have different... Whatever, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, okay. The end. Have a good day forever and ever more. Tacos, chips, and pizza are my favorite food. Tacos, chips, and pizza. Tacos, chips, and pizza.